Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's a beautiful, what is this, Tuesday? Yes, Tuesday. Hope everybody's doing well. I see I have friends in the chat room. I put my email address, not my email, my website address on there. If a couple different things. First of all, if you want to donate to the show, that's a cool thing. If you want a private reading, I have a special, which is related to the show, which is on the website. $10 for 10 minutes, or, you know, stretching time a little bit. 10 minutes is always, 10 minutes usually becomes 12, 15 minutes. So don't worry about the time so much if you have pressing questions. But, okay, so what are we going to do today? What are we going to talk about? I have a lot of things kind of rattling around inside my brain. Ask spirit to be with me. Ask source energy to flow through me to help me to answer your questions. So, again, I take any of your questions, really. I mean, seriously, I'll take any of your questions. I've been doing psychic type work for over 20 years, but, you know, and I really kind of focus on how you're going to get to what you want versus about when. The universe will always tell you when, but then it's up to you to get there, if that makes sense. Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense. So a couple things. The key of the show was about failure. Failure is not an option. I have some great quotes on failure. And if you do fail, how to pick yourself up and how to turn it around a little bit. So, because failure sometimes can cause you to be a little down and depressed and angry at yourself. But what do you do when you fail? So I think some articles related to that. There's more quotes about people who have failed but who have made it in the long run. So there was like an article from BeliefNet.com, 9 famous people who were failures at one point or another in their professional lives. And why do we talk about this? Well, because we all fail from time to time. We may not accomplish what our goals are, or something happens, or something falls apart. So it's what we do after that fact. That's so important. So I have some brainy quotes from some famous people on failure. I was thinking of a total different topic, but kind of related to that. I was thinking about Dr. Wayne. This keeps coming in. I'm thinking about Dr. Wayne Dyer, who recently did his transition into the non-physical world, and how even up to the end, he would not accept failure. He would not accept that there wasn't a healing that could be found. So he tried all kinds of alternative healings and regular healings to help him with his cancer. And it was leukemia, if I remember correctly. And he went to alternative sources. So he wouldn't accept failure. He wouldn't accept that he couldn't heal. Now, why would he pass anyway, even though he was, you know, vital and still working in his mid-70s? And that's a good question, and I wish I had the answer to that. No, I do have the answer, but if you're interested, I'll give you the answer. So I'll take callers. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. We'll talk about not failing, because I wanted to talk a little bit, and I got a caller, so I'll be with you, 862 number. I'll be with you in a minute. Talk about energy work, because I've been reading a lot from Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is a biologist and taught biology at the University of Wisconsin Medical School and a couple other medical schools. And it gets into this whole idea of the quantum level. And I don't want to bore you with all the scientific facts and figures and all that sort of thing, and I'm not an expert on it by any stretch of the imagination. But the basic core of everything is energy, right? I mean, bottom line, we're just this big ball of energy running around loose. And we look like humans, but we're actually just a ball of energy. We're just this moving, and everything is energy. Everything, you know, and the science have kind of shown that it's either, is it matter or is it energy? It just depends on the observer, right? Okay, you've heard the stories. So we're energy. So how do we heal? It's with energy. Okay, how do you heal? It's with energy. So we should never give up. And I was thinking about how, as a healer, how do I help people? As an empath and an intuitive, how do I help people? And what kept coming to my mind was the word chakras. Because chakras, now, I don't want to get into a detailed explanation on chakras, but it basically they're energy centers, and we receive from the universe, from God, however you want to, the life force energy comes through our chakras, and each chakra is related to an aspect of our bodies and our emotions, and that if you can heal the energy, if you can fix the energy or heal the energy of your chakra, change the energy of your chakra, you're going to increase life flowing energy into your body. So I'm a big believer in your chakras being all seven of them, and there's more. And Spirit was showing me the feet, the bottom of the feet, that there are discs at the bottom of, energy discs at the bottom of the feet. And it's really important to have these chakras functioning. So we'll talk about that. So if you're interested, if you want a reading on that, I love to do this stuff because it's more it's interesting. And it gets into, if you want to heal, one way of doing it, and I'm not trying to say don't go to your doctors or don't do anything like that, but one way of healing is addressing your chakra and the energy fields within you. You know, and certain, or Asian medicine, there is, that's what's called meridians, and acupuncture, it's like a grid. And acupuncturists work on the energy within the grids. And I, in a simplistic way, use chakras which affect the grid in different parts of the body. And as an empath, I read the chakras, which is really reading the body. And I hear from Spirit, okay, this chakra's out. This is what you need to do to get it going. Okay? And that'll help you, whether it be the throat or the third eye or the crown or the heart or the solar plexus or the abdomen or the base chakra, and there's some other chakras. And I think two of the hands and the feet being major areas for chakras. Okay, let me take a call. Then we'll get into that. And we'll get about failure. We'll talk more about failure and some really great quotes about not failing. Never giving up, right? Never giving up. Hello? Oops, it's not working. Now it's working.
George.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Fine. Who am I speaking to?
Hadassah.
Hadassah,
Jackie. Yeah, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Some days I know that my certain chakras are working, and then other days I know when some of them are off. But I'm really trying to learn to balance them.
Okay.
I try meditating. Sometimes it gets too loud to meditate, and then sometimes I'm fine. Like, I have to put on headphones, listen to certain music, or, you know, just go off to myself and just do things on my own.
Okay.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
Okay. A couple different things. So which particular chakra or chakras do you feel... Let me tell you what I get, and then you can tell me if I'm wrong, okay?
Okay. Okay.
What I read is your heart chakra is slow for some reason, okay?
Okay.
Your heart chakra. Now, how do you deal with that? One way is using color, surrounding yourself with green, okay, and pink. Wear a lot of green, have green crystals around you. There's a lot of different stuff. Okay. Rose quartz is really good for you. Okay. You can carry it,
okay.
You can hold it, you can have a necklace with rose quartz in it. If that's, and the same thing with your, wow, you have a thing with your throat chakra, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I
yeah.
Do.
Wow, that one's big. That
but
one's big.
It even affected
okay.
my thyroid.
Yeah, and so it's a light blue color. Now, I'll go from a different aspect on your chakras. And the chakras, a lot of times, you have to deal with the emotional issue that's related to it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just meditating mm-hmm. is fine, but you need to find not the symptom, which is the throat and the thyroid. What is the emotional attachment that you have to the throat that's causing it? Now, some people aren't speaking their mind. Some people need to talk to somebody and tell them, you know, something. You know, deal with a relationship in a verbal way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not verbalizing.
Right. I need the opportunity to. I know what I have to verbalize. I'm just waiting for the time because it hasn't really presented itself, or either there's stumbling blocks there.
Okay,
I need to speak my truth.
To somebody?
Oh, to a group of people. I pretty much got silenced. You know, like they didn't want to give me a chance to say what I need to say.
What you can do, because you want to deal with this now, you don't want to wait till there's an opportunity where you gather everybody together, right?
Right.
Write a letter. Not necessarily write a letter that you're going to send everybody, but you express the letter, write it, okay? However you do it, put it on, type it, however you do it on your computer, but create a letter expressing how you feel, okay?
Okay.
Then instead of just because if you're not able to give that to the individuals, what you're going to do is offer the letter up to the universe, and you can do that by burning it. Okay, the energy, mm-hmm. releasing the energy of the letter to the universe to be, or you can finish the letter, hold it to your heart. Okay, I'm hearing this as I'm doing this. Hold this to your heart and ask your angel, your guardian angel, to take that message to those people. And you release the message. Whether they listen or not is not your problem. They may never listen to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can hear the words, but they may not listen. But the fact that what you're doing is releasing the energy from you, you're letting it out, you're putting it out there. Okay, for the universe to take for you, to carry to these people, to get that message. Now, you have to have faith and belief that, yeah, that can work. I can put it out there and they'll get the message, or I'll get the opportunity to speak to them individually or as a group, but I've created the letter, which is expressing what I want to say.
Okay.
You can either burn it, hold it to your heart, and say, okay, my guardian angels, take this information and present it to them. At the very least, open them up to listen to it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Because you got to release it. You're holding on to it. And you're waiting for an opportunity to gather everybody together or individually to do it. And you don't have to do that. You have to have faith that God, the source energy, will take care of it for you. It's a little trust here. You have to do the initial work and then let your spirit guides, the angels, take care of the rest of it. Okay? And miracles will happen.
What about the heart? What about the heart, though?
Are you, forgiveness?
They are matters of the heart. You know,
yeah, forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Okay.
It's about forgiveness. You've been wounded emotionally, right?
Yeah.
So,
very much so.
Okay, so here's an exercise that Spirit gave me too about forgiveness. Okay,
mm-hmm.
See, you can visualize this one. That when somebody's wounded you and you haven't forgiven them, what you're basically doing is putting them inside you. You're holding on to them. You're holding on to whatever they did, and you're putting them in jail inside you, in a sense. You're feeding that emotion. Go ahead.
Okay, I get that, and you're empowering them. But what if they don't think they need forgiveness, and they continue to perpetuate the same thing?
But that's not.
Oh, okay.
What you're doing is it's about you. It's not about them.
Okay.
Well, Oprah Winfrey had She told a great story about forgiveness. Okay. She had this woman that she knew. This other, I don't know who it was, but it had offended her in some way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she was holding on to it, and she wasn't forgiving this woman, and I guess she was very professional and whatever she was, okay? Then one day, she saw this lady getting out of a limo, okay? Happy-go-lucky, happiest camper in the world, and then she suddenly realized, you know, this, it's not about her, it's about me. I gotta let it go. It's because I'm holding on to it, and this lady could care less. She doesn't care. So it's about you letting it go, releasing those people from the prison, just telling them to go away, letting that energy, just letting them go away You know, one minister I know once said it as forgiveness is sending them to the light. Sending mm-hmm. them to the light. You know, knowing, recognizing they're human beings, they make mistakes, they fail like you, we all do at some level. But just saying, mm-hmm. okay, I let you go. I'm going to send you to the light. Let your spirit work with you to correct whatever's going on with you. But you got to let it go because you can hold on to it forever, and it's not affecting them, okay? And you're not going to okay. affect them. But you got to forgive so you feel good. It's not about them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, somewhat. I just have to
release them.
Know.
Just let them go.
Release them.
Release them. It's as simple as that. Just say, I forgive you. I send you to the light. I send you to the universe. I send you to be corrected so that all that your failures will be corrected, that you have failed in some way and you will see the light and how to correct yourself. Because I can't fix you. I can't fix
right.
you. You can't control them. All you can control is how you feel. Right?
Okay. Yes.
You can't control how they feel. So by releasing them, letting them go, saying, okay, go to the light, you deal with your maker, and another way of putting it, you deal with God on this one. You know, I can't. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not the judge here. I'm not going to judge you. You know, when you come to that, whatever, however religious or spiritual background, whenever you come to that day of when you have to face what you did in your life, that then's when you're going to deal with this. Okay? Now I have a different take
okay.
on that, how that works out. But you just release them to God to take care of it.
Okay.
Because you can't fix them. And you'll be surprised that once you go through the process of forgiveness and letting them go, that you'll get resolution to this whole thing. It will be resolved for you somehow, some way. Like in the word karma. Karma will come back to your favor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You will get back into balance. And whatever, you
right,
know, and we're not going to get into this karma thing too much, but, you know, if a person is negative and they have negative actions towards you and other people, that balance, there will be a balancing of that at some point for them. Okay?
Okay.
Just try it. Just try releasing them. See
how
you... No,
Chris, I am trying it. So there's people who... I pretty much I tried to take them off my mind unless I have to deal with them.
Well,
or just stay away.
Just visualize
stay away from
them.
Because
yeah, just visualize
them. I mean,
them
I'm not. The only reason why I'm not speaking my truth is because I prefer not to have anything to say to them because I already, you know, have seen, you know, how they respond to certain things. I don't want to feed into it.
Yeah,
so
that's
what
I'm saying.
I don't want to carry it around. I don't intend to.
That's why I'm saying you surrender them to God to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And karma is going to be dealt with. Okay? You take it
okay.
away from your... Turn over the responsibility.
Okay.
And that releases
now
you
from
the responsibility.
Now, you were talking about meridian points. What meridian
yes.
points? Where are they located in the body?
They're all over the... It's like a grid on the body. Okay, and if you're into acupuncture and if you're an acupuncturist, they study the meridian points for certain ailments on the body. And it's energy points on the body, and you're releasing energy from those areas on the body where there perhaps you're holding on to negative energy. Negative energy in the sense, let's say, illness. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're releasing that energy and letting life force energy come in and replace the negativity, that's a form of healing.
Okay.
You know, and doctors try to do that. Doctors do that. I'm not going to put down Western medicine. But doctors do that by surgery. They remove a negative organ, right, or a negative cells or whatever, physically from the body.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm talking about is releasing the energy of those cells.
Okay.
Okay? And that's what they do.
Okay.
You can do that through your chakras, too, because you can... Yeah. What's going on with you? Your feet?
I have a problem with my knee. But
your knee?
Sometimes
your
legs? I get swelling in my legs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's causing that?
Well, I'm not sure with the knee at this point, but I think the swelling had a lot to do with hypertension, but I started a medication for it. I would prefer not to have to take medication, but I do retain water at times.
Okay. And sometimes there's an emotional cause to that, too, and you might want to think about what's the emotional cause of that. I mean, it's hereditary and it's diet and all these things that go with that, but there's sometimes an emotional attachment to something. And it could be all related to this whole situation, too, because of not moving forward in your life. You're stopping yourself from moving forward in your life. So your body's telling you can't move forward. So you have to make a decision. I'm going to go move forward in my life. I'm not going to be stuck where I'm at right now. You know, that Louise Hay talks about certain body parts of the body, when they're affected by illness, it's because certain aspects of your life are not in harmony with where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to look at, okay, where do you want to go in life? Okay?
Okay.
You have to get unstuck.
Right, that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, you will.
Believe
you
me,
will.
That's
well, first of all, it's recognizing that there is a relationship between whatever's going physically and what's going on emotionally. Okay?
Okay.
But I would never say you don't take your medication and do that. But you can speed up the process by remembering knowing the emotional attachment of what's going on in your life, to release that too. And taking the steps to moving forward. Getting excited about something in your life would be a big deal right now. Turning your attention to something that you're passionate about. Okay? Well, we spent a lot of time on this, and I need to move on. But you need to look at moving forward in your life. Letting go of the past. Because the past pulls you back. It pulls you back. It pulls you back. Right?
Right.
So let it go. Time to let it go.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
That's a difficult one sometimes, to let things go. It really is, because we get hung up on... I have some quotes. What was I going to quote? Oh, I got some quotes. Let me do this, because we're talking about failure. And sometimes failure is actually a really good thing, believe it or not. So I have 9 famous people who have failed at one point or another. And this is from beliefnet.com. 9 famous people who overcome major failure. Failure is often misunderstood as a quality for the weak and doomed, but more times than not, failure is the very driving force behind the strong and successful. You know these famous people by their many successes, but what you might not know is that they failed greatly first. If there's anything that are inspiring stories, give up. No, never succumb to failure and letting failure put you into this place of, I can't move. I can't go anywhere. I failed. Okay, so let's go through the people real quick. Walt Disney. All the adversity I've ever had in my life and all my troubles and obstacles have strengthened me. You may not realize it when it happens, but a kick in the teeth may be the best thing in the world for you. Quote by Walt Disney. The man behind The Happiest Place on Earth was fired by the editor of a newspaper because he lacked imagination. You believe that? Wow. And he had no good ideas. It just cracks me up. He had no good ideas. And then he started a number of businesses that failed and ended with bankruptcy. I mean, that's pretty getting pretty low, right? But that didn't stop him from bringing to life one of the most beloved animated characters, Mickey Mouse, and on and on and on in his life. So, bankruptcy, failed businesses, people telling you you lack imagination and have no good ideas, that's failure. I mean, really, if you could look at it. But it didn't stop him. I mean, how many of us have gone bankruptcy in business, have failed at many business attempts? Okay, Steve Jobs. There's a lot of talk about Steve lately because of some movies. If I try my best and fail, well, I've tried my best. That's his quote. But dropping out of college and quitting his first job to find himself didn't inhibit the Apple mastermind from becoming wildly successful. Even along the path to success, he was unceremoniously forced to leave the company he started. And upon his return years later, he brought with him innovation and drive that made Apple the world's most iconic successful technology brand. Okay, that's a brief little synopsis, but he didn't quit. He didn't quit. Abraham Lincoln, my concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure. That's Abraham Lincoln. I love that quote. Let me read that one again. My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure. President Lincoln saw his share of failure and defeat in his lifetime before becoming one of our greatest nation's greatest leaders. 30 years prior to winning the presidential election, he lost his job, failed at business, had a nervous breakdown, and lost 8 elections. Instead of giving to the failure, he persisted. 8 elections, nervous breakdown, failed at business. Okay? So he took failure as an opportunity to keep moving forward. Michael Jordan. I failed over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. If you know about Michael Jordan, great, probably the top 5 greatest basketball players and whoever played the game up to this point, right? At 5'11", Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team because he was deemed too short. Instead of throwing in the towel, Michael went home, laced up his shoes, and practiced every day and night rigorously until the following year when he made the team. By his senior year, he was selected to the prestigious McDonald's All-American team and was recruited by and so it goes on and on and on. 6 NBA championships, 5 Most Valuable Player awards, and 4 All-Star awards. One of the most successful basketball players, but he was cut from his team when he said, I give up. I like this game, but I'm never make it, right? I'm too short. But he grew, from 5'11 to 6'6, I think. So he learned from his failure. Interesting. Okay, they got some more. The Beatles as a group. In 1962, the Beatles auditioned for Decca Records in North London and were immediately rejected by the label, saying that guitar groups are on the way out. Boy, did they not know anything, right? And the Beatles had no future. And the Beatles had no future in show business. Well, these people missed the mark. You could have said, we're failures. Let's go back to doing whatever we did, right? It didn't take long for the Beatles to prove them very wrong. As months later, the song Please Please Me reached number one. So they did not take the early failure and quit. Marilyn Monroe, I love this quote by Marilyn. Okay, just because you fail once doesn't mean you're going to fail at everything. Just keep holding on. Always, always, always believe in yourself, because if you don't, then who will, sweetie? One of the world's most iconic and beautiful women was told early on that she should consider being a secretary instead. Okay, but she didn't. She became a model. She became an actress. She became world famous. She's an icon. Because she didn't listen to these people and say, I'm a failure, I'll never be a great model, blah, blah, blah. She believed in herself, as she wrote. Because if you don't, then who will believe in you? So you got to believe in yourself. Just take failure and go, reading these quotes, these people believed in themselves, but they were passionate about what they did, too. Michael Jordan, practicing every day, he was passionate about the game. Oprah, think like a queen. A queen is not afraid to fail. Failure is another stepping stone to greatness. Oprah was demoted from her work as a news anchor after her boss told her she was too emotional and not right for television. So wrong was he, right? Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, people just don't get you, right? Wrong for television. Okay. She went to create one of the highest ranking shows in American history. Blah. So, yes, she didn't listen. She was a failure in somebody's eyes. But as the expression goes, she was never a failure in her own eyes. She took defeat as a battle, not the war. Okay, Albert Einstein. Failure is success and progress. Albert Einstein wasn't able to speak until he was almost 4 years old, and not fluently until he was nine. Throughout elementary school, his teachers thought he was lazy, distracted, and never would amount to much. He was even expelled from school for his rebellious behavior and rejected from the Zurich Polytechnical School today. Okay, so we know what Albert Einstein with the theory of relativity. So he had all these roadblocks, and you could say he was a failure. He failed, but he didn't quit. He had passion. What was important to him? Okay, he loved physics. Yeah. Dr. Seuss. And who will succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.34% guaranteed. This is hardly a child. There is hardly a child in America that wasn't influenced by the wise words and comforting words of the Dr. Seuss book. But his first book was rejected by 27 publishers before it was ever printed. If he hadn't persisted, his prolific writing wouldn't have made it to the lives and would have not had the best-selling children's author in history. J.K. Rowling was the same thing. I don't think it has it here. I don't remember her being one of listed here. No. But J.K. Rowling was the same thing. She failed. She was down and out. Hardly any money left. But she was persistent. She wasn't going to take failure. So if you're passionate about who you are and what you are, and find your passion, is my point of view. Find your passion, whatever it is, okay? Because I have some other quotes. So what if you're down and out, okay? What if you've kind of failed? What if you've, fired from your job, and some people tell you you're never going to make it in life, blah, blah, blah. I've been told that. You're not special is the words I heard. Okay, where's the article I want? Avoid these. I like this. Avoid these people when feeling down. Okay, you supposedly have failed, and now what do you do? Where do you want to surround yourself? When you're in a good mood, you can be around everyone. Tackling your negative aunt or your pessimistic brother doesn't seem to be that much of a feat. But when you're feeling good, you can shrug your shoulders, wave away your sourpuss attitude, and easily go on with your life. But that's on a good day. When you're feeling down in the dumps, okay, you failed at something, right? The energy it takes to combat energy-draining loved ones will pull you down further into depression. It can steal away any hope of crawling out of the deep, dark hell of a hole. Okay, let me get into the article itself. The people to avoid. And this is good because you've failed at something. You don't want to be around these people, okay? The attention seeker. The attention seeker thrives on your admiration and attention. Maybe they didn't get their needs met as a child, so they spend their entire lives making up for that. And on a good day, you may be able to serve up compliments and validation on a platter, but when you're feeling down yourself, giving everyone oodles of attention is draining and near impossible. So avoid that. Yeah. Because you got to recover. You got to start pulling forward. You don't need somebody to suck all your energy, right? Suck all your attention. What's the next one? The pessimist. Ooh, this is the biggest one. The pessimist. Ooh. If you're already on the edge of feeling depressed, stay away from the pessimist at all costs. You'll only drive you in deeper. They'll remind you why you really is nothing to live for, why life is truly hopeless and nothing will ever get better, and they'll be certain of it. You failed something, they go, you should have failed. Yeah, you're not good at that. Well, what are you doing that for? Why do you want to play basketball, Michael? You're never going to be really good at it. You might as well just give up. Ooh, the pessimist. Why do you believe in that, right? So you got to stay away from the pessimist. What's another one? The narcissist. Ooh, if you need empathy, compassion, or a sympathetic ear, don't turn to the narcissist. They'll find your rant threatening. After all, if you're feeling down, who will listen to them? We all have people in our lives like these three above. The point isn't to be angry or blame them for their current mood. The truth is we all exhibit some traits of the three that we just talked about. So be honest. When you're feeling low, the best thing to do is take care of yourself. Kindly give them a hug. Tell them you'll call them when you're feeling better. Yeah, because you really want to ignore these people, right? The pessimists especially. Ugh. And then contact your other friends, the ones that will cheer you up, the ones that believe in you, the family members, the friends that believe you, that will cheer you up, that will also support you and be there with you, okay? They believe in your dreams, right? There are all kinds of people in this life, and all far from perfect, but when you're not feeling your best, we're not serving others and ourselves. So, yeah, find people that build you up, pump you up, help who believe in your dreams. Right? Okay, so what are we doing here? Quotes? Talking about you cannot fail. You cannot fail. Okay, so I have some brainy quotes on failure. For some reason, I really got into the failure thing today, but you cannot fail. So if you want to call in and talk about any topic you want, please do. But for some reason, I really got into this today. Oh, I know why, because I was reading an article about this. People who fail. I like these quotes. I'll give you some quotes from BrainyQuotes.com. It's fine to celebrate success, but it's more important to heed the lessons of failure. Bill Gates. Bill failed. Everybody fails, right? It's fine to celebrate success, but it's more important to heed the lessons of failure. I love that. Failure is just a learning opportunity to move forward, to see what you did wrong, to see why it didn't work, and to adjust, right? Success is a result of perfection, hard work, learning from failure, loyalty, and persistence. And that's Colin Powell, former Secretary of State and General of the Army. I love this Thomas Edison quote, and I've heard this lots of times, but think about this. I have not failed. I just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Okay, well, 10,001 worked, right? I can't accept failure. Everyone fails at something. But I can't accept not trying. And again, that's Michael Jordan talking about failure. Okay, there's other ones. Oh, we find no. I was thinking, yeah, J.K. Rowling. Okay, it is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well have not tried at all. In case you have failed by default. That's an interesting point. Failure is part of living. If you're going to live so cautiously, I knew of a company, and I used to study business a lot, and business techniques and business strategies. And there were companies, and there is companies still, that will fire people for not making mistakes. Because mistakes are just part. Failure, mistakes, okay, pick your word there, but it's how you learn from it. But they would fire people for not making mistakes because they realized that these people were working so cautiously and so afraid of making mistakes that they wouldn't take on challenge and they wouldn't push themselves. So if you live cautiously with the fear of mistakes, you'll never get there. I think most people really realize this at some level, but the problem is many of us just kind of go, oh, don't think about it. I made a mistake. Okay, good. Now you can do better, right? An essential aspect of creativity is not being afraid to fail. Edward Land, remember the Land camera? Polaroid Land camera, right? Okay, an essential aspect of creativity is not being afraid to fail. I wonder if I'm thinking about famous artists and how many canvases did they go through and how many times did they whitewash a canvas and start all over on a painting until they got it right. Yogananda said, the season of failure is the best time for sowing the seeds of success. I love that. I'm getting into this, I'm trying to encourage people that's what I do, is to help you to move forward. Okay, I think I have one or two more, and then we're done. Okay, I think we're done. I think I'm almost done here. I like this Theodore, John Wooden, famous basketball coach, one of the most famous college basketball coaches ever. Failure is not fatal, but failure to change might be. Okay, so we're going to fail, but we got to learn from it, right? You got to take the aspects of failure and go forward. Oh, this Theodore Roosevelt quote, it's kind of related to it, but I think it's just a beautiful quote. The things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price, peace at any price, safety first instead of duty first, the love of soft living and getting rich quick theory of life. I think, life without effort. Life without putting forth effort, right? Okay, so let me check on you guys, see what you're doing today. We're talking about failure and not failure, right? Now, let's see if there's any other ones. We're talking about Albert Einstein, and here's a quote, and let's just see how this relates to failure, and I think it does. I think and think for months and years. 99 times the conclusion is false, right? I think and I think for months and years. 99 times the conclusion is false. The 100th time I am right. It's much like the 10,000 times the effort. So if you believe in yourself and you're passionate about what you do and you're passionate about where you're going in life, so what if you fail 99 times out of 100? It's that 100th time that counts, right? Okay, I've got one more. I'm running out of time here, so I thought maybe I'll find another one. Okay, I'm not... Well, I think that's it. I don't know if there's anybody else. You make mistakes. Mistakes don't make you. I think that's an interesting quote, right? Okay, I think we're pretty much done. Well, I'm not going to go through any more of these. So it's been fun. We talk about failure, and we talk about that moving forward from failure, and that failure is not an option. What I mean by failure is not an option, just giving up. Especially if you believe in yourself and you're passionate about yourself and you're passionate about your life and you have to create passion of who you are to move forward in life. So failure. So we'll talk more about this. We'll talk more about how I can help you to overcome failure, because I think that's part of my goal in life, is to help you to be successful and letting spirit work through. Intuitive as an empath to help you to be successful in your life, how to go from failure to success, and allow a spirit to help you to go from failure to success in life. And that's part of my job, and to help you. So if you call in future shows, and I'll be back tomorrow, we'll talk about, I don't know what we'll talk about tomorrow. I usually don't get an idea what we're going to talk about till the morning before. So if you enjoy the show, and you think I help you, and if you'd like to contribute to the show a small amount of money, my website is listed, www.earthlightsc.com. And you can make a small contribution. Or if you want a specific reading, a past life reading, or you want to hear from somebody who has passed, famous person, relative, and so forth, or you just need a general reading about your life, and you want to know what Spirit has to say about you and moving forward in your life, give me a call. And there's a special on that page. So thank you for listening, and thank all those in the archive version of the show. I appreciate that a lot, and I will be back tomorrow. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Take your failures as stepping stones. Bye now.